This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, November 28th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Give to science, says Farm Bureau. Regenerative ag in state policy. Mathis to retire. And ag groups seek help from President's Export Council. Support science on Giving Tuesday, says Farm Bureau. The research arm of the California Farm Bureau has launched a fundraising campaign to ensure food security for all Californians through its work. The Farm Bureau reorganized its foundation last year and installed a former CDFA science advisor at the helm. It has since issued new studies on organic agriculture, water use, and pesticide bans. Farm Bureau President Jamie Johansson says the research informs policymakers about the industry and helps to address food insecurity. Central Valley Republican to retire. Republican Assembly Member Devon Mathis of Visalia announced yesterday that 2024 will be his final year in the legislature. The conservative lawmaker has been the opposition voice on aggressive water bills in the Water, Parks, and Wildlife Committee. And as vice chair of the Agriculture Committee, he has lent a sympathetic ear to farmers grappling with regulatory pressures. As a result, he garnered the Friend of Farm Bureau Award from the California Farm Bureau. As the assemblyman of a very overlooked area, I have spent my tenure working to get the much-needed resources to people, families, and communities I represent, he said yesterday. CDFA opens debate on regenerative ag in state policy. The Newsom administration's embrace of regenerative farming practices has raised alarms over the potential to influence federal law, disrupt markets, and drive regulatory mandates in Sacramento. Now, CDFA's advisory board is gauging the public response to a proposal for enshrining the practices in state code. In its last meeting of the year, next week, the State Board of Food and Ag will host its first public listening sessions on CDFA's new report. The effort dovetails with a broad strategic vision the department is developing. U.S. Department of Agriculture investing $196 million in supply chain projects. USDA announced $196 million in loans and grants to strengthen domestic food systems as the new White House Council on Supply Chain Resilience, which includes Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, launched its first meeting yesterday. These investments, which build on prior investments in diversified food processing, resilient agriculture markets, and fertilizer production, expand farmer income opportunities, create economic opportunities for people and businesses in rural areas, and lower food costs, according to a White House fact sheet. The White House said the council will advance President Joe Biden's long-term government-wide strategy to build enduring supply chain resilience. USDA is providing funding to 185 entities and five different programs, including the Value Added Producer Grants Program and Rural Economic Development Loan and Grant Program. Additional funds were authorized for the business and industry loan guarantees as authorized by the Consolidated Farm and Rural Development Act and the Food Supply Chain Guaranteed Loan Program through American Rescue Plan Act funds. USDA is facilitating $165 million in loans to go with $31.7 million in grants. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision,
Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Comment sought on Clean Water Act pesticide permit. EPA is asking for comments on its proposed Clean Water Act discharge permit for pesticides. The draft 2026 permit, quote, largely has the same conditions and requirements as previously issued pesticide general permits, EPA says in a Federal Register notice being published today. In a settlement to the lawsuit brought by the Center for Biological Diversity, EPA must consult with the Fish and Wildlife Service on the effects of the permit on endangered species. The permit must be issued by December 17, 2024. House lawmakers propose steeper penalties for foreign land reporting violations. Representatives Marie Glusenkamp Perez of Washington, Dusty Johnson of South Dakota, and John Molinar of Michigan proposing to increase penalties for, quote, shell corporations found to be in violation of the Agricultural Foreign Investment Disclosure Act. The lawmakers' Farmland Security Act would force shell companies, legal entities determined by USDA to have no or only nominal farm operations, to pay penalties worth up to 100% of the fair market value of the land as of the date of assessment, rather than 25%. This idea was previously proposed by Representative Mark Pocan of Wisconsin through another bill, the Agriculture Foreign Investment Disclosure Reform Act. Now keep in mind, AFIDA was designed to rely on self-reported information. That's according to Senator Chuck Grassley, one of its original sponsors, and many of the investors hit with past fines turned themselves in. USDA officials previously told AgriPulse the agency largely assesses modest penalties since widespread use of large penalties could discourage investors from filing late. Ag groups ask President's Export Council for help. Some of the largest American ag groups are asking the President's Export Council to help bolster trade and strengthen supply chains. The American Farm Bureau Federation, American Soybean Association, National Milk Producers Federation, Northwest Horticultural Council, Corn Refiners Association, National Association of Wheat Growers, and others signed on to a letter asking the council to focus on reducing trade barriers and diversifying input sources to strengthen the U.S. ag sector. While our 2 million U.S. farms and ranches are the backbone of America's food and ag sector, the impact of decreased exports and resulting economic fallout reverberates throughout the economy, the group say in the letter. They continue, more than twice as many Americans are manufacturing agriculture products as are manufacturing cars and trucks, and millions of food scientists, production workers, logistic experts, truck drivers, and engineers work in more than 200,000 food manufacturing, processing, and storage facilities. All in all, our industries are responsible for nearly 20% of the United States economic activity. Finally, here's today's He Said It. Rudy Salas is a champion for the Valley. That Governor Gavin Newsom endorsing the former assembly member in his run to unseat GOP Representative David Valadao. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, November 28th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.